There we go. That's Donna.
Oh, okay. So where's the thunderstorm?
Northeast Texas.
Oh, okay. Huh. Well, send some rain our way to California.
believe me, we've been working on it.
Hello.
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 This is Donna. And
hi, Donna. Somalia.
Donna Core. Somalia.
Hi, Donna.
Somalia.
It's Rose.
Hi, Rose.
And we've been praying for you.
Oh, thank you.
Hello, Donna. This is Minerva.
Oh, Minerva, I'm so glad you made it. I've been praying for you.
Well, thank you so much.
So we have Amalia, Rose, Minerva, and we have Barbara. I heard Barbara.
Yeah, Dee Stewart, Warren Wallring, some people from Shasta. There's a bunch of people on.
Oh, good.
Okay. Hi, Norma.
Susan Butler also.
Oh, wonderful.
Anybody else? Shola.
And Shola. Hi, Shola.
Hi, Donna.
Hi. And let's see, we've got a number of people. Anybody want to say your names, please say your name.
Hi, I'm Norma Malick.
Norma Malick, good.
And Lola's here, too.
And Lola, good, okay. And we have others that are on the call from the Shasta Conference.
Yes, I was at the Shasta Conference.
Mm-hmm. Oh, great. And your name is?
I'm Norma.
You're Norma.
Yes.
Okay, I got you now.
And my name's Amira, and I'm from Mount Shasta also.
Oh, wonderful. I'm so glad you're with us, Amira.
And my name is Julia Tahira. I'm from Mount Shasta also.
Julia, thank you for telling us your name. And you're from Mount Shasta. And who else? Anyone else?
Actually, I'm from Grass Valley, but I went to the conference.
Oh, I've heard so much about Grass Valley. When I lived in California, everybody wanted to live there.
Oh, well, yes, it's wonderful. Come visit.
Yes, I'd like to.
And Mount Shasta.
Yes. Shasta's beautiful, too.
Mount Shasta is beautiful, too. I know. Wonderful. I would have loved to have been
there.
Rose
doesn't know how many minutes she's got. So I'll listen as long as I can.
All right, good. We will get going here. Now, I have tried to use the entry-exit tone so we won't get too many interruptions. But what I would like to do now is introduce Barbara to you. Barbara is... who you've been talking to a little bit, has been on a spiritual path for many years, and she lives in Dallas, and you can often hear her on our Sunday morning family service, at least at the end of the month. I hope you do join us at those times. Then, Dwayne, are you on there, Dwayne or Ronaldo?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Dwayne.
Dwayne's on.
Oh, good. Okay. Dwayne and Ronaldo live in Oregon. And they were at the Shasta Conference, and I think that they are moving to California. At least I heard something like that. And I love going on pilgrimages. Are you thinking? Are you really?
Yeah.
Oh, good. And anyway, I love to go on pilgrimages with Dwayne and Ronaldo. They are true servants of God, and they're examples to me of dedication. Wayne, are you on there, Wayne Purdin? Purdin? Can you speak? If you're there, yell. Anyway, Wayne is our expert on sun gazing, and he's going to try to be on tonight with us, and he has a class of his own, and I hope that he will be here to tell you about it later. And he's also an accomplished writer. All right, what I'm going to do, if you have a pencil and paper, you may want to take some notes here. I'm going to keep all of the callers muted in just a few minutes here, unless someone would like to speak. And if you do need to speak or have to tell me that you can't hear someone or anybody that's speaking can't be heard, then hit *6 or that little asterisk. We call it a star. You hit *6 when you're going to share. And that will unmute you. That means that we will all be able to hear you only, or me, you and me. And during our dictation, we're going to stop and allow questions and answers and sharing of experiences. And if you take place in this, please limit yourself to no more than about 3 minutes so we have time for the whole dictation. Now, tonight we're going to be going through St. Germain's dictation of January 2009 and studying, I think it was the 27th of January, and we're going to be studying the wonderful promises he has for us with a brand new violet laser light, which is a little bit different than the violet light or the violet flame. Now, I know you all have different backgrounds, and we don't want anyone to feel uncomfortable. So you can just listen if you prefer, but we'd love to hear from you also. We're going to begin with some short prayer mantras and songs to protect us and to set the stage. And so I'm going to mute you now at this point. Okay. Now what we're going to do, I'm going to call on Barbara to hit star 6 and give us an invocation. And by the way, after you hit star 6, or any of you that do this, you'll hit star 6 again to mute yourself. Barbara, go ahead. You'll have to unmute.
I did.
So, okay. Go ahead and give an invocation, Barbara.
Heavenly Father, Mother God,
we can't hear you.
Okay, I'll start over. Beloved Father, Mother, God, beloved Holy Spirit, beloved Saint Germain, place your electronic presence over each one of us gathered together here tonight on this phone call. Your angels to be with us, to stand by us, to hold our hands, to love us, to guide us, to teach us, help us be open and receptive, your great love, your great wisdom, and your great power. Help us to take to heart and to progress on our own path. Lead us on our own spiritual journey, O Lord, and help us be loving, happy hands and feet here on the earth. We thank you. We thank you, we thank you, and we accept it done now. In the name I am that I am, amen.
Thank you, Barbara. Now we're going to do a little breathing meditation exercise before we do our prayers and songs. And this will relax us and focus ourselves with the Holy Spirit. While we do this breathing meditation, which you can do with a phone in one hand, you can close your eyes if you wish, and look at the inside of your eyelids, which is what I like to do. But you can do it any way you wish. But your feet should be flat on the floor, or you can be in a lotus position. And you need to listen very closely to what I'm going to tell you here. The simplest way to do this is to mentally count to 8 as you breathe in. And then you're going to count to 8 as you hold your breath. And then you're going to count to 8 as you breathe out. And lastly, you're going to count to 8 as you hold your breath out. This simple form of breathing like this is something we call pranayama, or breathing with the Holy Spirit. Now, if you consider your breath as a gift and a part of the Holy Spirit, it becomes this, and it will energize you and help you to be focused on the whole class. I would like you to see your breath as a million violet laser-like beams spiraling into your body, energizing and increasing your light as it goes into every cell and goes forth on your out-breath to energize the world. The violet laser light is the color and the presence of the Holy Spirit. So, let's do it now together. Breathe in, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Hold it in, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Breathe out, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Hold it out, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Now we're going to do this again, and we're going to use the little mantra, I am Alpha and Omega. There are 8 syllables in that mantra. You can count them on your fingers. I am Alpha and Omega. This will empower you even more with the Holy Spirit. So here we go. Breathe in. I am Alpha and Omega. Breathe. Hold your breath. I am Alpha and Omega. Breathe out. I am Alpha. it out. I am Alpha and Omega. Now I have a nice little rhyme, and you can do this exercise, this meditation to the rhyme. And if you would like me to mail it to you, just email me later after the class or call me, and I will mail this rhyme to you. So you don't have to write it down now unless you want to try to write fast. We don't really have time to do it tonight, but I like it. I like this rhyme I'm going to give you because it helps my visualization, and it helps me to adore my Holy Spirit, which Mother Mary recently told us is of a feminine gender. Here's how it goes. I breathe in my Holy Spirit. That's when you breathe in. I absorb all of her merit. You hold your breath. I breathe out her light to the world. You breathe the light out. I am seeing God's love unfurled. You hold it out. So each of those sentences are to the count of eight. There are eight syllables in each one of them, and I'll be glad to send it to you if you would like to do it. Now we're going to do some our songs, prayers, and mantras for protection before we get right into this very interesting message from Saint Germain. The first thing we're going to do is sing Hercules Descend. It's on page 36 of the new songbook if you happen to have it. If you don't have a way to look up the song, just close your eyes and visualize a great blue light and Hercules and his angels descending all around you for your class protection, for your protection. Hang on, and here we go.
Hercules descend, Hercules descend.
Hercules, defend, Hercules, defend, Elohim of cosmic blue fire light, Hercules, defend,
I know it's not like having your boombox right there in your room, but it's very powerful anyway. He promises many great blue angels of protection when we sing that song. Now, the next thing we're going to do here is I just want to give you a little quote from Archangel Michael to encourage you, and I'm quoting him directly. He said to us, "Call to us at any time and at all hours of the day and night, so we will say together now." And this is what we're going to say. So you can listen to me first, and then we will say it three times. Archangel Michael, correct us, direct us, perfect us, and protect us. Now say it with me, and I will say it three times. Archangel Michael, correct us, direct us, perfect us, and protect us. Archangel Michael, correct us, direct us, perfect us, and protect us. Archangel Michael, correct us, direct us, perfect us, and protect us. And now we're going to say, thank you, we are grateful, three times. Thank you, we are grateful. Thank you, we are grateful. Thank you, we are grateful. And now, I'm going to give you a little quote first before we do our songs. Only Toss, a great master from Venus, once said, and I quote him directly, he said, "Call forth that action of the violet light which always invokes protection and love at the same instant that transmutation takes place." And so now we're going to call forth that violet light in two songs that I will be playing one after another. I will first play Magda's Mantra. It's on page 21 in your old songbook, or you can go into your prayer book, and it's prayer number 9.009. It's very short and simple, so if you are unable to find it, just listen to it and you'll be able to sing with it, I guarantee. Here we go. And this will be followed by a short tube of light song.
Thank you.
going to hear the dictation, so hang on while I get this. I'm bringing it up now, and it'll take just a minute. Be praying that all technological challenges will be removed from this phone call so that you can hear this clearly. All right, here we go.
Dearest children of freedom, in the light of integration is your sure defense. In the presence of the divine, is your life secure. In the frequency of true love, is your immortality ensured.
All right. Briefly, we want to talk about what he is starting here as he introduces this dictation. We need to know what the light of integration means. Does anybody want to volunteer an answer to that? I'll give you a minute to hit star 6, and if you'd rather not, then I'll go ahead and give you some. Go ahead.
It means to blend and unite into one whole.
That's right. Blended and united into one whole. And in this case, what are we blended and united with?
With the presence of the divine, our Father, Mother, God, our Christ Self, the Masters.
Right. That's right. That's it exactly. He also mentions the frequency of true love. And would anybody like to comment on that? What is the frequency of true love? Well, I'll just mention here that love has
a high energy or frequency. Mm-hmm. And in this energy frequency, we find immortality or a continuation of life.
That's right. That's right. That is the greatest love we can imagine. Also, I found a wonderful verse I like to read sometimes in the Bible, and it talks about how great God's mercy is towards those who revere him and love him. And we know him through our Father, Mother, God that is all up around us, surrounding us and wanting to come in and saturate us and make us one or integrated with him. This is a verse in Psalms, and it's talking here about how great his mercy is towards us, and it says that it's in Psalms 103, in case you ever want to look it up. It says in verse 12, as far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our karma or our transgressions from us. That's how far he removes them from us, as far as the east is from the west. Now, here's the thing. We know where the north is, and we know where the south is, but as we go around the world, there is no beginning to east or west. So that's pretty far. There is no beginning, and there is no end. It just goes around. So that is a wonderful thing, and this is what we're going to find out more about as I continue here with this dictation.
I am Saint Germain, and I come to inaugurate a spiral of violet fire joy, of liberation from the bonds of the tyrant ego dweller, and of freedom in the boundlessness of a new liberation theology. Blessed One, the violet fire of transmutation is at the very center of this new spirituality. For it is the integrating factor of cosmic change from all that limits to all that liberates and exalts.
So, what is the tyrant ego dweller? would anybody like to comment on what our tyrant ego dweller is that we deal with all the time? I'm hoping that mine's a little less tyrannical at this point, and I think it is.
Yeah.
And I'll share with you that something about that in a few minutes. Go ahead.
It's Julie?
Mm-hmm. Yes, Judy.
Julie. Julianne. I forgot the question now.
What is the tyrant ego dweller?
The tyrant ego dweller, I think, is referring to the fact that as long as we have ego, we cannot attain our union with the oneness of all godness. And if we subdue our ego, or let it go, rather, to God, and become one with God, we have no ego anymore. Is that enough?
That is excellent. That is excellent. We all have little challenges here and there, and about the time I say, yay, I think my ego's gone, something happens. I'll just give you a little example here. We all have family members, I think. I don't think any of us, or very few of us, are in a family situation where every member believes in the same philosophy as we do.
Right.
And what happens is, every so often, a family member gets a little irritated or upset because we have this light and it's a little irritating to people that aren't experiencing it, and they may complain about our activities, about never having time for them or being too involved in something that they think is a little bit out in left field anyway. It just is irritating sometimes, and we have to deal with that. And our temptation is, or at least my temptation is, to get on the defensive, to say, well, what about you, and what about this and that and the other thing that you do, and try to defend myself for what I'm doing. And saying, well, you think you're, I might even think to myself, you think you are so religious. Well, you just don't begin to know what it's all about. I will think those things, actually, and find myself afterwards saying, where did that come from? That's part of your dweller, your tyrant ego dweller, he calls it here. Sometimes we call it dweller on the threshold, because it's that part of us, that ego part of us, that wants to jump out first. It's the part that wants to react instead of act, instead of thinking and then acting. It wants to react to situations. Okay, let's go on here a little bit. Don't forget to hit *6 again when you get off.
Some fear the liberation of molecules, atoms, and electrons of selfhood into new paradigms of being. But I say that we, the Ascended Masters, are always engaged in a new level of universal thought and consciousness that helps us to maintain a spirit of heightened love of all. This love is self-fulfilling, for we are ever in a nurturing spirit of joy, finding ways and means of extending to mankind something more of the blessedness of the divine life. Something that moves souls unto their own divine freedom.
All right, ask yourself now, am I afraid of cosmic or spiritual change within me? Am I afraid of having my molecules and my cells completely changed by the violet flame? Apparently some people are, because Saint Germain says that. But he indicates that this change will do a lot to help us, even though it means that we're ready for maybe some greater trials or responsibilities. And if the change is there, then we're going to welcome these. So, why do the Masters offer this change? Anybody that would like to answer this?
Donna, it's Barbara.
Yes.
A little story comes to mind real quick. I used to hear the phrase that Jesus came to comfort the afflicted and to afflict the comfortable.
Yes.
And sometimes we get in a place where we feel comfortable with where we are, and we don't really want to progress any further because we like where we are. It feels good right where we are. We get a little in a little rut or at a plateau, and we like to hang out there rather than to keep growing. And that's a big temptation for a lot of people, I think.
Oh, that's for sure. I have to confess, I had lots of fears and trepidation before I got into doing these telephone classes. I kept thinking, oh, I can't do this. I don't remember things. I forget things. I'll do something wrong. Well, as those of you who have been coming to the telephone classes for a while know, I have made my mistakes. And sometimes I even deleted myself off the phone. But I did all kinds of strange things, but I learned, and I have found that I can do better and better. And this is exactly what this violet flame does, especially in the form of the violet laser light, which we're going to get into here. Here we go.
If at any time you are engulfed in a sense of compartmentalization, whereby feelings or thoughts of lack, limitation, or despair close in upon you, it is time to engage in movement, physical activity, and to invoke the freedom flame that liberates those stuck energies in your four lower bodies and in your world.
Okay, how do we get engulfed in ourselves where we cannot see the forest for the trees? When things seem to go wrong, such as someone ignoring, scolding, mistreating us, or when we feel like we have failed, and I used to do this all the time, if I didn't get everything done on my do list, even though I tried to be very lenient, I would sort of berate myself. But one of the things that happens as you get more and more in tune with the violet flame and with your Father, Mother, God, as you meditate regularly, is that, guess what? They speak in your mind. The Holy Spirit speaks in your mind and says, what are you berating yourself for? You just did this and you did that. And so then my little self says, oh yeah, that's right. So they're there to encourage you, especially if you have ever asked them to do it. And then why and how should we engage in movement? Why does he say that when we get in the doldrums, that it's time for us to engage in movement or physical activity, as well as invoking the violet flame? Would anybody like to answer that or give any suggestions for how to relieve yourself of some of this stress? Remember, hit *6 if you have any ideas of how we can do this.
Hi, Donna. This is Kathleen.
Hi, Kathleen.
Hi. I think movement is a great idea because sometimes it just gets you out of yourself. You know, you can be sitting and it seems like the more worse you are, the more worried you get. And if you just get up and change, just changing your location, you know, and then if you go outside and take a walk in nature or do something, but sometimes just changing can just lift the energy if you're under it. And then, so that's sort of an immediate thing. And then as an ongoing basis, you know, if you keep yourself physically fit and you do yoga or some kind of walking exercise or something, it gets the blood moving and the lymph, and even more importantly, the lymph fluid moving. And I think that just helps chase out the doldrums some way.
That's excellent. I don't know how many of you that are on this phone call do yoga or have practiced the prana breathing that we just did a minute or two ago, or that might do the 5 Tibetan exercises. But if any of you would like to know more about these things, feel free to contact us. You can also go to the website, get very familiar with it, and it talks about some of these things. over on the right-hand side. You can look down there and learn about some of these things. Or just email me, and I will also forward the email to anybody else that I know has some good answers. So if you would like to know more about the five Tibetan rites, which are wonderful exercises that take about 5 minutes, and they're all stretching. They can take 5 to 15 minutes, whatever you want to put into it. Dancing to some of the violet flame waltzes that Saint Germain loves so much. All of these things will help the breathing, the exercise, the movement, and as Kathleen said, just getting up and changing your position. But moving around definitely, as she said, helps our lymph move and get some of this stuff moving out. So how do we invoke the freedom flame? He says that we should invoke the freedom flame when we get into these positions. Anybody want to suggest something? Well, I'll share with you a mantra that always works for me, especially when I'm in a hurry and on my way somewhere. And for instance, today I got a phone call in the middle of everything that I thought was so important that I was doing from a lady whom I hadn't seen in years that used to work for us. She used to be an employee of mine at the store. And she informed me real quickly on the phone that her husband had divorced her and she was now a truck driver and driving across the country, and she was here in town, and could I see her? Well, all the way over there, which took me about 6 minutes, I did this mantra, and I'm going to share it with you because you might want to write it down, and if you don't have time or can't get it again, just email me. It goes like this. Beloved Saint Germain, I claim the flame of the seventh age, and I roll back all darkness upon this earth, and I claim the victory of violet laser light in this hour. Again, beloved Saint Germain, I claim the flame of the seventh age, and I roll back all darkness upon this earth, and I claim the victory of the violet laser light in this hour. By the time I got to this lady, she was calmed, I was calmed, I had a wonderful time talking with her, I was able to give her a book that would help her learn about the violet flame. Now, I think there's some other people that might like to share something here. Go ahead.
Is that me, Beeping?
Go ahead.
I think it's important for this change, I'm sort of going back a ways, but to learn how to become like this fire, and so that every corpuscle, every lifetime, I call them, is alive with the violet fire of transmutation, so that when the change comes, whatever weather we're in, and whatever cataclysm we're in, however infinitesimal or macrocosmical, cosmic, we can maintain our lifehood and keep everything in us alive so that we don't die. And this is what immortality is all about. It's not dying, because life can't die. It can't become death. It is life. So become life. Fire, and then we calm back down and become like whatever we must become next.
That's right? Very good. Yes, and one of the most important parts of that is visualizing it, closing your eyes and seeing yourself engulfed in this violet fire, this violet flame. We're going to, I just want to read one excerpt from a dictation by El Moria in February. He said, what is the difference between the violet light, the violet flame or fire, and the violet laser light? Some of you have asked. And then he says, when you meditate and you visualize the violet fire, there is an activity set up within and around your being, in your aura, for transmutation to occur. Transmutation of karma, primarily, that's the negative karma. And then he says, once a certain balance is maintained, then the ascended masters allow the violet laser light to work on deeper and deeper levels of your personal karma, going back even into ancient records of past lifetimes, transmuting some of the core issues of the soul that have been problematic for solar evolutions and for not only the maintenance for this level of beingness that is required, but to accelerate you into higher awareness, into cosmic consciousness. So, yes, that's true. We need to become one with it. Now we'll go on with this dictation.
your heart. In the human domain, it is easy to experience a temporary lapse into unconsciousness and depravity. But in the long term, it is much easier to remain tethered to the divine and to allow and accept the new energies and frequencies of divine love to wash through your world and to liberate you from your former sense of drudgery, decay, and darkness. For God is a God of love and levity, and one aspect of the violet light that is often overlooked is its ability to literally raise you up above and beyond your current vibration. This you may do by taking just a few moments each day to simply see the swirling action of light permeate your being and lift you in consciousness above where you have fallen or allowed your soul to temporarily reside, precluding all past momentum. The violet laser light of joy may literally sing within your cells, spin within your atoms, and dance within the subatomic energy fields that comprise all that is.
Okay, we're going to talk a minute here about what this violet laser light looks like. I think of it as a laser beam coming down into my crown in a spiral, and then just entering my crown and flashing through every cell in my body and going out to bless the planet or to bless whatever I'm sending it to. Some of you may have other visualizations of it, and if you would like to share them, I like, Barbara, maybe you could share what Sam does with his, what you call it, a laser gun or a ray gun or whatever it is that Sam uses with his group. Sam is in a special group of guys, and they act out things that are very interesting.
We're talking about the Jedi. Yeah, he's got a little group of friends and all with their lightsabers, and they go out in the park every Saturday night, and they have their little beams of light. And, of course, when it's dark, you know, that's all you see is that beam of light supposed to simulate the blaze. But that's a very good visualization, violet flame.
Yes.
I like those violet flowers. That's my personal favorite.
Yeah.
A violet flower.
How do you use them?
I just imagine them, you know, made out of flame.
Good.
Yeah, and the petals are, you know, moving.
Okay, let's go on here a little bit.
Energy is God. It is time that you fully know God as this divine current of gifted awareness and quintessence that is the liberating power of omniscience and omnipresence. Blessed One. It is the singular divine force that transports your soul to a most beautiful new field of life, a glorious new scene of being, an expanded new vista of experience.
Would anyone else like to share how you visualize the violet laser light? Feel free to hit star 6 if you would like to.
I've like seen a spiral around my being or whatever I'm visualizing, and also like seeing a violet flame C going out.
A violet flame C, did you say?
A violet flame C.
Oh, okay.
Going forth in waves of light, violet light, spreading throughout the whole planet.
That's wonderful.
That's not pinpoint, but it's probably more like a violet light than a laser.
That's wonderful, though. The most important thing is feeling the saturation of it, sensing the saturation of it. You know, when you meditate, when you take those few minutes in the morning or in the afternoon or in the evening before you retire and you close your eyes and you practice the breathing exercise that I've been showing you, look upward, look towards your third eye, where that will be in the middle of your forehead, and sometimes you will see a beautiful violet light as you do that. It takes practice. If you don't do this but once a month or every couple of weeks, it's not going to be easy, and you're going to get discouraged, and you're going to say, oh, there's something wrong with me. I can't seem to visualize a violet flame. And you won't always experience it, but sometimes you will just experience a beautiful light. But the violet light is a very common light that you will see when you do that. And we are now in a time, living in a time, where the masters have said we have more access to the cosmic light than ever before in this particular life stream or lifetime that we have now. It is closer to us and more available, and so we need to take advantage of it. So let's go on here.
Mankind engages in never-ending binding self-talk through the ego mind that continues to address oneself as something outside of God, separate from the all. But the violet fire unites your soul with the oversoul of the divine, integrating particles have been surrendered to a quasi-identity back into the whole of beingness and holy purpose. And the action of the violet laser light itself, when invoked, helps reintegrate many of your soul parts back into the divine monad. Perfect.
This is very key. So he says the violet laser light itself, when invoked, helps to reintegrate many of your soul parts back into the divine monad of perfect selfhood. So, why is it good then for our soul to unite with our oversoul, and what is the oversoul? Would anybody like to comment on that? Just hit star 6.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead. If somebody's talking, we can't hear you. So be sure you hit star 6.
It is our presence. It is God. It is the absolute reality and basis for all existence and being by spiritual being. Which the ideal nature is perfectly manifested in you, is perfectly realized in our God's presence. Just like the cells of our bodies want to be one with our body, our soul wants to be one with the body of God.
Excellent. Thank you, Duane. So, why would the violet laser light need to reintegrate our soul parts back together? Where have our soul parts been? Barbara has a good explanation, I think, for that, or maybe Wayne. Does anybody else have any thoughts on that?
Just
Well,
say again, Donna.
Why would the violet laser light need to reintegrate what Saint Germain addresses here as our soul parts?
Well, I mean, in this lifetime and in other lifetimes, we've had lots of experiences where we've had a trauma or something like that, and whenever you experience a traumatic thing, it shatters the soul, and you know little slivers of you are connected to that experience, whatever it is, wherever you suffered pain or loss or shock of some kind, especially in relationships and things like that, going to it's on you, and you literally leave a piece of yourself, your energy invested in that experience, and completely whole. We have to erase cause and core of those traumas and reclaim that energy, absorb it into ourselves to be completely whole.
Excellent. Yes, that's right. And that's why it is so important for us to engulf ourselves in the violet flame and call in that violet laser light to come down through us and penetrate every cell and make us ready to receive back our soul parts or fragments or slivers and fill them with a violet flame, cleanse them from wherever they have been, comfort them, and make them whole with us. And that's what Saint Germain is saying here. He says, when you invoke that violet laser light, it helps to reintegrate these soul parts back into the divine wholeness that you are meant to be. And your soul is then comforted and made whole. And you will sense a great relief and a great increase in energy and power as you do this for that very reason. Okay, let's go on here.
You have been engaged in the work of the ages for a lifetime. The Blessed One, this is the lifetime that matters, because you have finally found the keys to your divine identity in God through the gift of the violet fire. You have come to the point where the full and final integration may occur through the accelerated love fires of the Holy Spirit manifest through this cosmic eraser that I offer you each day. Each day may be a new opportunity to spiritually erase something of your past that has burdened you, and to embrace something richer of your future that may move you into position to experience life more radiantly, to know love more fully, and to see God within more clearly. Every spiritual practice in which you currently engage may be augmented and accentuated by the violet fire of freedom, which works to mitigate the worst and to initiate the best within every possible life scenario.
I have to share with you briefly a life scenario situation that I went through, and I saw the violet flame at work in my life and in the life of the person that I had to deal with in this situation. I have a relative that every so often becomes very anxious and a little bit upset with my activities with the violet flame and the banisters. So this one time I went out to eat with this relative, and I knew that it was about time that this person was going to complain. And so I listened, and I got dumped on and complained about, and a lot of negativity. And I was praying the whole time and sending this person the violet flame and the violet laser light. I could see it go down into the crown and down throughout the body. And I was pulling it in myself desperately while I listened to all this negativity, so that I felt surrounded by this violet flame and nothing could penetrate or hurt. And when the dumping got over with, I simply said, "Well, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to change?" And guess what the answer was? This person looked at me, was totally silent, thought for a minute, and said, "Well, I guess nothing. I guess everything is fine." And that was the end of it. It was as though it never happened. So this is what the violet flame can do for you when you find yourself in kind of a rough situation and you and your ego is going to be challenged and you're going to want to defend yourself. So let's go on here.
The transmuting action of the miracle of recreation in God that is the sacred violet laser light implodes and uncreates unreality to the zero point of nil, where the beauty of a new flowering of divine identity may begin again within you. It is the ultimate mercy balm, the most compassionate integrating factor that allows the forgiveness of the universe to be employed right within your being in the most subtle regions of inner space, where the light of God has always dwelt.
So, how do we experience the forgiveness of the universe right within our being? Is there any negative karma that cannot be cleansed or forgiven and forgotten? Is there anything you're holding on to that you know that you've been forgiven for a lot of stuff, but there's just some little thing in there that you just have not been able to totally turn over and forget and let loose of? Does anybody have anything you'd like to say about this?
My experience...
Hello, Donna, it's Lola.
Uh-huh.
I'm trying to be really spiritual these days after all the things we've been through the last year, but... what I'm trying to work on is, you know, resentments against people who did some pretty bad things to many of us. So I'm trying to learn how to let go of that negative energy and move on and not think, you know, bad thoughts. And so that's been a struggle the last, say, 6 months. Has the flame helped with that sort of thing?
Oh, will it ever? It sure will, Lola. We are, you know, these are part of our tests. About the time we think we've gotten on top of it, we get another
mm-hmm.
little test. And as we apply this violet flame, and you can even take that very simple mantra I gave you earlier, or you can get the prayer book if you don't have it, or I can even send you some. Just communicate with me and let me know, and I can send them. I think I've got your email address. And I will just send you some things that you can use to apply. But the most important thing is to do it daily. I know you have the kind of a schedule where you can't listen to the broadcast in the morning, but if you ever have a chance to get on in the evening or look at the new events that we have on our website, on the Heart Center website, or go to the prayers and the songs and turn them on, this will help you visualize the surrounding of the violet flame and see yourself take that particular person, that particular event, that particular trial, that you've had with former employers or people that you worked with, and just send it right into that flame for its cleansing, and then see the flame come into your mind and cleanse you from it, so that you can live in the now, in the present, as Eckhart Tolle talks about, so that your solar presence or your I Am presence, your Father, Mother, God, your oversoul, they're all the same, different same thing but different names. So that can take control.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
And keep in touch. Keep in touch with me, and any questions that come up to your mind, feel free to ask them.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Let me just share one thing here with everybody. Saint Germain said when he was in Sweden at the first of this year, he said, do not be fearful of the process of spiritual metamorphosis, where the divine currents within the violet laser light will work their perfect work in spite of your less resistance and attempts to bring you back to the former or the old you. So don't worry about that. He's going to metamorphosize you. He's going to allow you to experience spiritual metamorphosis when you call in that violet flame, so that you won't go back to where you were. You'll keep moving forward. But remember this. The most important thing is consistency. Keep doing it every day. He also says here, and this new you has always been your birthright. Your reality is just waiting for you to discover, to accept, and to know. It is truly the greatest gift, the present of the presence, or your higher self. End quote. Oh, then over here he says, no matter what your current state of awareness is at this moment, your life can receive a boost of divine radiance through utilizing the freedom's flame, the violet laser light. Try it, dear ones, and know a new reality and the new you. So I'm just giving you all that to encourage you a little bit. And he also says over here, everyone may change, but what is needed first is for you to see the necessity of change. This sacred process is accelerated and sustained through the constant use of the violet fire of divine alchemy, the violet laser light. And he says, today you may also become well-versed in this new spiritual science and fully inspired by the light of freedom as you accept the essence of the violet joy within your heart and move upward and onward to experience its divine bliss through employing this gift that I present in the violet laser light. Would anybody like to comment on any
Donna?
Matter? Yes.
Donna?
Yes. Go ahead.
Uh-huh. Oh, I just find whenever I get in a situation where I feel like the energies are just not comfortable and there's free, maybe argumentative, I always just automatically call for the violet flame to encircle whoever's involved and for understanding to come forth. And it just automatically happens that even if my dweller is... Well, I don't think I'm involved. It's involved at all. I'll find that there's just a very gentle awareness that comes forth, not only in myself, but in the other person involved. And it will just melt away instantly any sense of wrongdoing or who's right, who's wrong. It just melts away.
That's fantastic. So you just encircle that person and yourself with that violet flame.
Yeah.
Even though you think
it's
you don't have
understanding.
It. Uh-huh. Yeah, and it will, and yes, the one wonderful thing is that it does enhance your understanding of the whole situation.
Yeah.
You will often anticipate another person's needs also. You will find that.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
excellent.
Well, could I just make a little comment here?
Yes, please do.
I get all that. Are you there?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Can you hear?
Yes, I can hear you.
And I get the understanding and the compassion and that kind of theme. The hardest thing for me is I had my life perfect, and then everything was upside down with my mother's death and my loss of money.
Mm-hmm.
And the hardest thing for me is I do every day get the feeling, with or without the violet flame, it comes to me that it's going to be okay. But I have a problem of where's the money going to come from, because I'm unable to work. And to do the simple things that most people can do, like get their car fixed and pay for it. And that part is hard for me to jump from everything being okay to what I don't know, because I had my life planned a certain way. And just to trust what's going to happen next, because I have a certain amount of control over my life. But if you could see my room, it looks like I'm in the middle of transition. Everything's in boxes. And my life is in boxes in that respect. So how do I jump from that? How do I use the violet flame in the sense of, how do you know everything's going to be okay when things are happening that...
Who would like to answer Rose? Anybody have any suggestions for her? She feels like she's in the middle of transition. She's in a room full of boxes. She doesn't have the money she used to have. She is unable to work. What should Rose do? Anybody have an answer?
Oh, Rose, this is Barbara. I will tell you something that a good friend of mine told me a couple years ago when we were in a similar situation and my husband was out of work and we were in our house and we couldn't pay our bills and it seemed like everything around us was just kind of going up in smoke. He said, you should thank God for troubling the waters of your house. And she told me the story of the pool of Bethesda from the Bible, which was a healing pool where people went to get well. And it says in the Bible that every now and then an angel came down and troubled the waters of the pool. So when the water was still, nothing was happening. It was only when the waters were troubled that there was healing power going on. And that whoever would step into the pool then would be healed. And I thought that was such an odd story for her to tell. And of course, at that point in time, I wasn't very receptive. But I tried doing what she said, and I would grit my teeth and really try to think of things that I could be grateful for of all the trauma and terror. And things passed, things changed, things got better. We let go of a lot of things. We were still alive. The sun came up anyway. It really helped me think about what was really important in my life.
Excellent. Thank you, Barbara.
Thank you. I'll unmute, or I will mute myself now. Thank you very much.
And, Rose, stay in touch so that we can...
there with you. Oh.
Yes.
Donna?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
I'm in a similar situation. I've been unemployed for the last 4 months.
Uh-huh.
And at first I was kind of upset about it. But now I am very grateful to God for this opportunity. Now I see it as an opportunity to finally have the time to do my divine plan, which is to write. And I've been writing every day for the last 40 days or so. And I just love it. And I'm actually making money.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm writing on the Internet. And there's a lot of opportunities on the Internet for people that are out of work, who are stay-at-home, like stay-at-home moms. And so I would suggest that Rose check out the opportunities. You have to be careful, though. Some of them are scams.
Yes, you have to really...
There are legitimate opportunities out there on the Internet.
Right. You have to really consult with your higher self as you look into those opportunities. That's true. I know. I appreciate so much what Wayne... this is Wayne Curtin, for those of you who haven't, who don't know. And I so appreciate what Wayne has written and shared with all of us, much of it free. And I think because, or for a very little cost, I should say, much of what he has shared with us so freely is bringing around some very good karma into his life here, even though it seemed pretty desperate there for a while, because Wayne has a wife and several children, girls, and he's got a lovely family, and they need him. So these are some of the trials that we all get to go through, some of them longer than others. Sometimes it takes some of us longer to learn the lessons that God has for us from these trials. But somehow we survive, and we keep on going on. And we need to remember sometimes that our life here on this planet, as it says in James, in the book of James in the Bible, it's like a vapor that's here for a moment and then passes away. So every day we can say, Beloved Father, Mother, God, what is it you want me to do today that will accomplish a little bit more of my reason for being here in this very short time that I have on this earth? And Rose, I so appreciate your being honest with us, and Wayne, and sharing these trials. I know that others of you have them too. If anybody would like to share any other solutions, please join in. Remember to hit *6. Go ahead, if anybody wants to.
This is Gloria.
Yes, Gloria.
Thank you. I know exactly where you are, beloved sister and brother, because I took me from that bit of despair. It reminded me of our beloved Manilo's words in the Jesus Watch, because I, like a lot of us, when we were making money and doing well, forgot the things. Most of all, to be grateful for the little things that God does in my life. So, like Job, he stripped me of everything. Absolutely everything. I came to live with my children, no income, no source of income whatsoever, nothing at all. My savings were gone. I was up to debt, to my ears in debt from the divorce that I went through. I forgave my husband. I worked on forgiveness. I forgave myself for not knowing the situation we were in, because I was ignorant. I allowed this to happen in my life. And I realized that God's words are true, in the sense I am the beginning and the end of anything that happens to me. And everything that he's presenting to me every morning is a lesson I need to learn. And I went back to my Jesus Watch, and I remembered the only little piece that stayed with me. I am of greater value than many birds, and therefore do I know that you are always with me. And for some unexplainable reason, God opened my mind to that sentence. And I woke up, and I got up, and I walked myself up to a little... and I walked in and I said, are you hiring anybody? And they said, we don't pay very much. And I said, I just need to work. I don't care. I just felt I needed to do something. If I took the first step, God would take care of me, because he does. Mm-hmm. They hired me on the spot. They told me they would pay me $7 an hour. I had $20 in my pocket. I walked over to a secondhand store and bought me a foot, because it was freezing cold, and I had not bought any of my clothes from long time. And I went home, and I told my son I had a job. Of course, they were outraged, because they had offered to support me. Everybody around me had offered me. I wanted to support myself. I knew I could do it. I knew I wasn't being stubborn. I wasn't being proud. I just felt the situation I got myself into was my doing. I needed to undo what I had done. And day by day, God has blessed me more and more, because every moment I wake up and I say, thank you, Father, for allowing me to wake up this morning and appreciate your blessing. I don't make a whole lot of money today, and still, I can't believe I made $8,000 last year. And by God's grace, I truly have accounted for more that I have given where I was in more need, I became more generous. Not with money. I helped people across the street clean their car. I helped my neighbor wash her dishes. I helped bring in groceries. I did for others what I had promised my father that I would do, come to this earth to be of service. And in this service, I received the blessings because this person told me of a little ad in the paper for a house, low-income house. I never thought I could qualify. My credit rating was lousy, and I got it. I got a house. I'm paying $30 more than I was paying for rent in an apartment that I was living in, and I have a house.
Fantastic.
House is furnished with people that have given, people that neighbors have given me, a bed, a table. My son should, my children dishes. I am living better today than when I had all this money because I am me. I am my daughter, my son, my daughter's daughter.
Oh, thank you.
I live by his grace and every day I give more than I receive and he just keeps refilling the pot overflowing. So know that it's easy to say, but because we've been there, we know. Father, I surrender because I know that by surrendering to you, you are the doer. I am just hands and feet. You are the doer. I of myself do nothing. Through you, through me, you will do your graces. So let me find those little things that I need to do every day so that I can be not the greatest, not to give the millions, not to do, but the little things that are needed to be done. That other people fail to remember to do. Give a smile to a friend. Console a friend that's in need. I just got a call from my cousin. I have a patient that's suicidal. Pray for that patient. Then light and love. And that's him. Just be grateful for everything. And God will bless you forever.
That's wonderful. Thank you, Gloria, so much for that. I know that testimony is a blessing to everybody that's on this phone call. I'm so grateful. So now we'll continue. We just have a little bit left of this dictation, and then we'll get a summary.
Thank you for the opportunity to serve.
Beloved one, in this cycle of life that you now experience, opportunity is presented day by day to move into higher consciousness. My beloved portion and I will be with you through every decision and within every moment. If you call to us and allow our presence to benefit you through your free will, free wisdom, and free love choices. Yes, dear heart, we cherish your soul. And this cherishment arises from our contact with and meditation upon the universal light of the All. The One. May your full integration occur. May your self-realization manifest. May the fullness of your divinity arise and shine. Day, because you have accepted the gift of God as this violet laser light, enjoy.
And the dictation, and what I would like to do now is just give a little summary. What wonderful promises we have from St. Patricia, and what will we be like when our full integration occurs? Can you visualize yourself in action, enveloped in the violet laser light? Practice this before you get out of bed, in the middle of the day, and before you retire at night. Take a few minutes. Sit with your feet flat on the floor. Don't cross your legs. Your hands on your lap. If you want to, close your eyes. If it's helpful, put on some very spiritual music, maybe a waltz or something. Look upward towards your third eye and visualize yourself in that violet laser light, and visualize it cleaning all of the areas of your body, every inch, every cell, every molecule, every atom. So we find that as we do this, we're liberated from our tyrant ego dweller. Our very molecules, atoms, and electrons will change. We will have a greater spirit of love for God and mankind. We will get unstuck from despair, old fears, and past failures as we apply the violet laser light in our activities, our exercises, our pranayama breathing, our meditation, our visualization. We can even see this change occur by taking a few minutes daily to visualize the swirling action, he says, of the violet laser light penetrating our crowns and doing this wonderful work. The violet laser light will integrate our soul parts, bring back the fragments and slivers that have gotten lost in past lives, and help us integrate fully into one with God. We have a greater abundance of the violet laser light available to us more than ever before. It is so powerful that there is nothing in us that cannot be transmuted. Saint Germain promises, and this is really exciting to me, that he and Portia will be with us personally when we call upon them at any hour of the day or night. So claim that promise and call away. Call away Saint Germain and Portia for their help. Now, we have come almost to the end. We have a few minutes left, and for those of you who have the time, this is the time when I take prayer requests and I write them down and pray them for you. And I hope anybody else with a pencil and paper will do this also. We'll just take first names, and whatever you requested, we will pray for them. You have to hit star 6, and you may each hit star 6 whenever you're ready to share a prayer request. So feel free.
Go ahead. Malia? Yeah, Molly and James.
Yes, and James.
Yes.
You have a request?
Rose? Yes. With Caroline, she just had tummy surgery, and I would like to pray for her and her little family, and that she can let go of a lot of things.
Okay.
That she'll heal well. And for Don, for his hemorrhoids and his hernia, and the others you already know, just as we pray for you all, and
thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rose. We'll be praying for you, too. Anybody else?
Yes, this is Wayne. I'd like you to pray for my mother-in-law, Jan Baum, who's recovering from a stroke.
Jan.
And also her husband, Hal Baum.
Okay.
Who has dementia, congestive heart failure, and a staph infection.
Okay. Another request.
Oh, hi. Is somebody else talking?
No.
I want to pray for George, who just had surgery for lung cancer, and they found it was inoperable. So he will probably be having radiation. I'm hoping that the doctor says he's strong enough. So I'd like prayer for him and for his wife, who just had, Linda is her name, who just had knee surgery and is having a hard time taking care of him.
what age group are they in?
She's in her 60s. He's in his late 70s.
Okay. All right.
Thank you very much.
You're so welcome. Any more?
Hi, Donna. This is Lola.
Yes.
I want a general prayer for everyone on the line. I heard I just want to Saint Germain and Violet Flame and you learn that at this year and the future we have a healthy, good spiritual life, and that whatever trials we're all going through, that the Violet Flame and all these prayers would be for what we have and help us get to what we all have.
Excellent. Okay. Any other prayer requests?
This is Dee Stewart.
Yes, Dee.
I would appreciate the prayer so much for my son and my daughter to get jobs, and for my son's name is Edison, and my daughter's name is Reese Edison, and I have a daughter by the name of Edison that is very involved in a very dark type of lifestyle.
Thank you, Dee, for sharing that.
Thank you.
Okay. Any other prayer requests?
This is Deanna.
Could you repeat that?
Can you hear me, Donna? This
yeah.
is Deanna.
Yeah.
Donna. Yes. I just want to give you to thank everybody on the prayer line and also you, Donna, for being so supportive during, my father was here. He passed away a few weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And I just want to thank you for all the prayers you've given to me and my family. To pray for his soul. Thank you.
Were you able to see your father before he died?
I was on route, and he passed away before I got there.
Well, we know this. We know that he is more aware of you now than he could have even been when you were there at his side. He is more there with you because he's in a place where we are aware of everything when we go on into the next level. So I know that he appreciates your concern and all the prayers that went for him, and now we can praise God that he is free from all pain and problems.
Yes, and I thank you very much for the kind words the night before.
You're so welcome. Any other prayer requests at this time?
Yes, Donna, this is Barbara.
Yes.
I have a good friend in Illinois. Her name is Christine Argyropoulos, but you can just use Christine A. Her mother had a stroke last night. She's in a nursing care facility, and she was having trouble finding her eyes just to get over there and visit her, but just feels really stressed out with all this, and of course she's worried about her mom, and she's trying to find somebody to fix her car chiefly, but...
Okay, got it. Thanks, Barbara. Do we have any other prayer requests?
This is Kathleen. Can you pray for my friend named Amy? She's she has some daughters who are graduating from high school, and actually one was supposed to graduate, and she kind of said the wrong thing and got herself expelled like 5 days before she was going to graduate, and now Amy's trying to, you know, help her daughter, and so she stopped working, even though she wanted to work, but she stopped working to go be with her daughter. And for all the people who, you know, whose teens are going through a hard time, that they, you know, they get the violet laser light and help in their life.
Ah, excellent. Yes, we sure do have the teens with problems these days. Lots of challenges. Thank you, Kathleen.
Can I just, I'm still on the line. This is Norma.
Yes, Norma.
Hi. That just brought up something where I am. Kathleen knows where I live, up in the foothills here in Grass Valley. And all of a sudden, there's a group of young boys who have gotten into marijuana. And one of them, the older boy in the family, he has been into Wayne Brown facility up here and is out now. And the minute he got out, he started drinking that day, and he's on probation again. But they got him out so he can go back to school. The problem is he's not a good influence on his 15-year-old brother, and that's the group that are into the marijuana. So I would just like prayers for these young men here in this area.
In the Grass Valley area.
Grass Valley. It would be, I think you used Pin Valley for that.
Pin Valley?
Pin Valley, California, yes.
Okay.
But actually, Grass Valley, this whole area can use it. They just, the way the hills are and everything, they're just growing a lot of marijuana around and all. So. I think just use, put Nevada County, maybe.
Nevada County?
Nevada County, yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Norma, for this.
Well, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Do we have any other prayer requests before we close? Okay. Anybody else? And if there's no one else, then I'm going to close in prayer for these people, for all that has been mentioned, and we will seal our session. Beloved Saint Germain and Portia, you have said we could call upon you at any time, and we call upon you now, and we call upon Mother Mary and all who support our activities for the Holy. We call to the Holy Spirit. We call to El Moria, Dalcool, Kafumi, Lord Lancho, Lanello, Mother, and so many wonderful masters and angels, Archangel Michael and all the archangels, who love and support us and care for us above and beyond what we can even imagine. We are so grateful, and we thank you that you want to take these prayers and answer them. So we give to you tonight. We give to you Amalia and James. We give to you Rose, and we ask for your help for Carol, the surgery that she's recuperating from, and her family and their needs, for John and his hernia and hemorrhoids, for Wayne and his mother-in-law, Jan Blount, and her husband Hal, and their physical problems and challenges at this time. For George, who's in his 70s, who just had surgery for lung cancer, we pray that he will be strong enough to continue his treatment according to the will of God. And for his wife Linda, who had knee surgery and is having trouble taking care of him, we pray, as Lola requested, for all who are on the line tonight, all who have been on the line, for their trials and their tests and all the things they're going through, to help them come up higher and learn from these experiences and be able to help others and be stronger as a result. We pray for Dee's son and daughter and son and daughters, and for the jobs that are required and needed for these, for the situations they have in life that are tempting them, trying them, pulling them away from where they should go. We pray for Diana to have complete resolution regarding the passing of her father, and for her to be comforted even knowing that he is relieved of all his physical inabilities and defects and problems that he has been suffering with the last few years. We pray for Christine, whose mother had a stroke and who is in a nursing home facility, and Christine, who's concerned about her and who has car problems and can't do what she thinks she should be doing at this time. We pray for Amy's daughters that graduated from high school and one that was expelled 5 days before, and all of the emotional turmoil that is involved there. We pray for complete relief and for Amy to have the right words and the right thoughts and prayers in this situation, for her to be relieved with the violet laser light, and for everyone to be relieved with this violet laser light. And especially we pray for the teenagers we know of and the youth on this planet at this time, and the boys who are involved in marijuana in Nevada County. We pray for relief in all of these areas and for them to sense the light coming down and reach up and grab it and be interested and desperate, in fact, to hear something spiritual that will raise them up and help them grow to adulthood in great victory. May all of us now this week go forth knowing that we can pull down that violet laser light, surround us in it, be saturated with it, every cell in our bodies, and go forth to bless all whom we come in contact with on this planet. Every
everyone that we see in work and family and at home and every situation, may we experience the victory and the joy of the violet flame this week. We ask all these things in the name of the Father, the Mother, the Son, and the Daughter, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay, goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye, Donna. Thank you. That was wonderful. Goodbye.